the war, as far as I was concerned. Then at the end of the war, you know, I thought, well, we don't need people like me anymore. It's time I went back to my old job. No, no, there was so much bureaucratic delay and confusion that I didn't get out for about a year. And during that year, I wrote another book called The Condition of the British People, 1911 to 1945.
And what did that concern? What was it based on?
It was based on official statistics on the living conditions, housing conditions, work conditions of the British people over that period. And I think it was meant to do two things. First of all, to show how awful conditions were in 1911, that things had improved a bit up to 1939, but there was still a hell of a lot to do. And in fact, G.D.H. Cole wrote a foreword to it, and I gave the copyright to the Fagin Society, and they took all the royalties. it was part of the Fagin campaign on, you know, a preparatory document or agenda for a post-war Britain under Attlee, so to speak.
And do you think, I mean, as you saw it, do you think it had a desired impact on the desired people? And did you see it?
No, I think it became a well-read text among undergraduates. It sold quite well. And in fact, when Gallants came to me and said they would like a new edition of it, I discovered that the Fabians had sold the copyright and we could not get it back.
Who'd they sold it to?
An American publisher. Because they said, you know, they sold it because they were no longer getting royalties on it. Was what was happening was that students were Xeroxing, you know, were making photocopies of the thing. That's no good to them.
So that was what, 1947-ish?
Yeah, it came out about 46, 47, something like that.
Right. So, and where were you living then? You'd moved from Kimball.
We lived then in Bourne Hill Road, Southgate, North London.